Have you ever felt that things are just not fair? Like you're watching a Netflix documentary on some sort of terrible person who rides above the law, and you think, well, how can you get away with that stuff? It's just not fair. How can people get away with things? Now, there's one way of answering that question. And we're going to go back to Germany, late 1600s, to the incredible polymath, Leibniz. Now, polymath means that you master many different fields. Leibniz was good at just about everything. One of these amazing heterogeneous philosophers. In fact, some say that he invented differential calculus. And if he'd published it when he found it, he would have gotten there before Isaac Newton. Others say that Isaac Newton and Leibniz, they invented differential calculus together. But in any case, that gives you an idea of just how clever this guy was. Leibniz's ideas can be summed up in this big question that was plaguing philosophers of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. It's, if God created the world and he wanted the best possible world, then why do human beings get away with terrible things? And his answer to this is quite interesting. He said, well, the best possible world must be a world where free will is allowed. Because if you take away free will, people can't choose. Well, they're going to be miserable. Can you imagine having no choice in life? But if people get to choose, well, then they make bad decisions. And they do terrible things. And you get corruption, you get war, you get all the issues that blight humanity. This principle of the best, as it was called, was Leibniz's big idea. So why does free will exist? Well, because it has to for the best of all possible worlds. The price you pay for free will is that people get up to a lot of mischief. Now, Leibniz was extremely optimistic. And he got so carried away with this idea that everything is wonderful and for the best that people got a bit irritated with him. So Voltaire, in his famous book Candide, makes fun of Leibniz by characterizing him in the figure of Pangloss, who is Candide's teacher, who's a bit of a fool. And his motto is, tout est au mieux dans les meilleurs des mondes possibles. He's actually making fun of what he thought was just ridiculous optimism. Well, why do people get away with the things that they do? Big question. Leibniz has an answer. Do you?